It's the shortest national railway system in the world, with just one tiny station, no registered rolling stock, and no railway workers. It's rarely used, but on Saturday the 21st of May 2011, the Vatican City State Railway Station will open its two sets of tracks of only 300 metres long, especially to mark the 60th anniversary of Caritas Internationalis and to raise funds for its worldwide humanitarian work. We spoke to Monsignor Bob Vitillo, head of the Caritas delegation to Geneva and one of the organisers, about the initiative.
Yes, the event we're calling the Caritas Express, and we will be having a train leaving Vatican City Rail Station, which is a fully equipped rail station but very rarely used, and it will go to Orvieto. And the train will be composed of historic trains, mostly of 1930s vintage. And we're doing this in very close cooperation with the Governatorato of Vatican City State and with the Ferrovia dello Stato, the Italian state railway system.
Who and why came up with this initiative?
Actually, the train was first proposed by the Australian ambassador to the Holy See, His Excellency Tim Fisher. Tim, in a previous life, was the head of a private railway system in Australia, and he's a real expert on trains, especially historic trains. And so he thought that this would be a very special way to mark the anniversary of Caritas Internationalis. We're moving the very day after the train ride into the 19th General Assembly of Caritas. And so we'll be very, very busy with doing the work of the Confederation. And he thought this was a joyous way to mark our anniversary.
Looking back on 60 years of Caritas Internationalis, what have been the major achievements as someone who's worked for a very long time with the organization, and what would you see as the main challenges that lie ahead?
I feel like I was with it for 60 years, but actually I started working here at the General Secretariat of Caritas in 1986, so 25 years ago my association with the Confederation started. And in looking back over the history that I've heard and then also that I lived part of, certainly Caritas is distinguished for its work in doing charity, but also in coordinating the work of charity so that we could have more energy, more force of the gospel as we respond to the needs of poor and marginalized people throughout the world. A great deal of the work of Caritas Internationalis as a confederation is to work on helping to coordinate response in humanitarian assistance and disasters. Also, we're very involved in advocating for the poor and marginalized, and together with them, at the highest levels of society, at the United Nations and intergovernmental and international organizations, so that we could bring the voice of the poor to those who are policymakers and decision makers. And then also, as a confederation, we are very involved in helping to build capacity with our national member organizations so that we could do the work of charity in a very professional way, but also in a way that's motivated by our faith.
Would you say this perhaps is one of the biggest challenge for the future? It's reconciling the two. I mean, Benedict XVI in his very first encyclical spoke about how the Christian perceived the meaning of charity. He also has frequently spoken about reconciling the spiritual aspect or the spiritual nature of charity and the practical application of charity on the ground. Do you see this as a big challenge for the future and for Caritas?
Well, I'll speak first from my personal experience. I guess I learned best how to do that in my own work with Caritas by listening to the poor. Because I think they're able to recognize spirituality and the life of poverty and coming out of a life of poverty very, very well. They know that they depend on God for everything, and yet then they also know that they have to bring all of their skills just to be able to survive and then to better their lives for themselves and for their families. So I think we learn from them how to reconcile these things and know that there's no difference between being professional and being people of the gospel.
And then, of course, looking ahead to the 19th General Assembly, which, as you said, begins the very day after this historic train ride, shall we call it, from Vatican City State. What is the major theme for this General Assembly, which will draw hundreds of delegates from around the world, from very different realities, cultures, and backgrounds? What is the main theme?
The theme of this General Assembly is One Human Family, Zero Poverty. And as that theme was chosen by the executive committee of Caritas Internationalis, they really reflected deeply, because they know it's a very bold theme to talk about zero poverty. But once again, we believe that if we are really going to implement the gospel as Jesus asked us to, that we have to believe that there can be zero poverty, and we can do that by building one human family.